Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Despite President Cyril Ramaphosa deciding not to attend the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos in Switzerland due to the electricity crisis, government is still focusing on raising affordable loans to attempt to attend to its needs. So Business Day has been reporting that government is in talks with the World Bank for a fresh, $1 billion. Yep, that's 16.8 billion rand loans. That's part of a strategy to take advantage of a cheaper loan from international financial institutions over the next 3 years, rather than going back to foreign markets at a volatile time. What does this mean? Well, Regan Kosi is an economist. We wanted to get his view. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm okay. Thanks indeed.
So it always perplexes me, because doesn't this mean that we're moving further and further into debt?
Yes, of course, we are. Mm. We're moving further and further, deeper and deeper, if you want, into debt for nothing, actually, and for actually really being foolish, nothing else.
So in what sense is it foolish?
It's foolish. First and foremost, there's no need to go and buy money when you can create money. All right.
Mm-hmm.
History tells us that all those countries that developed never went out to buy money in terms of loans and so on and so forth. They use domestic money. Domestic money is created by banks. Domestic money is created by the Reserve Bank. They don't have to go and borrow these institutions at all. They create money from nothing. So any country that goes out there saying, well, we want money, we want money, it means that country is ignorant and has no sense of history at all. So This is where the foolishness comes in. You go and indebt yourself there. They give you conditions which says that, look, you must sell your SOEs. Yeah? So sell part of your house, sell part of your farm and so on and so forth to foreigners for them to lend you money. When in fact, you can create your own money.
And of course, you mean create your own money, not just print money. You're talking about real economic growth.
It's just beyond that. For example, what happened during the COVID-19 in the UK, everywhere else in the world, countries issued their own money from their own reserve banks. That's what countries do. Developing and developed. So it's not just about growth. It comes from a country generating its own money, all right? Taking that money, sending it to companies, all right? SMEs, sending this money to institutions like the IDC, which can loan people money and so on and so forth. That's how economies grow. Economies do not grow by borrowing money time and time and again. You get deeper into debt. They're saying they're taking advantage of cheaper loans. I mean, what cheaper loans? These are loans that are denominated in dollars, all right? We have a currency that moves up and down. It's quite volatile and quite weak. There's never a time we borrowed and we had a currency strengthen and taken advantage of those so-called cheaper loans. It has never been the case. So why should we continue to do the same thing that have failed over and over again? Isn't that stupidity or foolishness, if you want?
Absolutely. The flip side of it is there a chance that by trying to secure the loans, that government can be forced to at least make certain undertakings, for example, with Eskom, for example, with opening up electricity production? Is it possible that foreign lenders can achieve more by lending money to South Africa than we have been able to achieve through political pressure and discourse?
Remember that much of the money that we have, say, for Eskom itself, is money lent by these foreigners, okay, to us.
Right.
So to them, they're winning because they're indebting us, all right? It's like Mashonisa, you know this Mashonisa thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's precisely that. You never walk out of this debt trap ever. And that's why South Africa has been thinking and thinking and thinking. Now, for us to ever walk, it means we have to ensure that we have austerity, which is fiscal consolidation. Austerity means you do not have to go and spend money on electricity or services and so on. So the country gets poorer and poorer. This, the whole idea of foreign loan, is to impoverish a country. A country begins to be dependent on them, so they begin to take control of the country itself. So democracy as a whole is mortgaged to these lenders, okay? And they control democracy. That's why you find money being used here, you know, to buy democracy in this country. I'm sure you know all about that.
So
there's no reason whatsoever, none, from an economic perspective.
Has there been any discussion as to what these funds, these funds would be used for?
Well, for me, there is, of course, discussion. Normally, Treasury, when it sets out to do that, it discusses this money is going to be used for that, going to be used for medicine, going to be used for ESCOM, it's going to be used for Transnet, and so on and so forth. Those discussions are there, but those are meaningless, okay? Those are absolutely meaningless, because the same discussions can take place by generating money from our own sources instead of having to get money from somewhere else. So it's good that the president has been going to Davos at all. Why? It's because our president, like the entire leadership here, simply listens, you know, to these lobbies who become experts, and we lead this country, or we're actually leading this country through the advice of these lobbies, not thinkers at all. So it's good riddance that he hasn't gone. It's a complete waste of time.
And the money that used to pay this back, where does that ultimately need to come from? Does that come from taxpayers?
Absolutely. You and me will have to fork this. So instead of you and me paying for the services for our hospitals and so on and so forth in terms of tax, this money goes to them. So our hospitals begin to collapse. So yes, you're correct. It's money that you and me pay to government in the form of tax. But instead of that tax going to maintain our roads, You might have seen so many roads broken all over. Hospitals are not working. That money goes to these lenders. That's how we get poorer and poorer. So the answer here has already been clear. Ask Japan, ask Germany, ask South Korea, ask China now, and so many other countries. They never just went out to go and get money from outside. They use their own banks, state banks, reserve banks, and so on.
Reg Nkosi, economist, talking to us about Davos. Very sobering conversation, but yet an important one to have in any event.